Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yikes. She wants to know if she's the jerk for meeting up with her ex and not telling her hubby.
I'm just going to wait and listen.
Okay.
I'm just going to wait and listen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Allie and DZ, even I'm uncomfortable reading this one. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Okay.
Okay.
Allie and DZ, I've been married to my husband for about 11 years.
Congratulations,
That's
I think.
That's great. I love him very much.
I think.
My ex-boyfriend from college came to town, reached out, and asked me to have lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really talk to him, only on social media where I see him in his life. So when he reached out, I figured, what's the big deal? Might as well catch up with him. Might be nice.
Okay.
So I accepted the invitation and actually had a great time talking about old times.
Bet you did.
I even told him about...
Let me stop.
We even talked about my husband, so I thought, what's the problem here?
Oh, good.
Nothing really inappropriate. But here's where it gets weird. I don't know why. I just never told my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because I felt some type of way after having lunch with him. It brought back old feelings. Mm-hmm. I don't have any intention of leaving my husband, but I never told my husband that I met up with my ex to have lunch.
Yikes.
Am I a jerk for not even mentioning it to him?
I mean, wow.
Okay, so you went out. You're saying there was nothing. It was all platonic is what you're saying.
Right. You know, at this rate, it's like an old friend,
mm-hmm.
you know, an ex from years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But clearly you had such a good time that you felt weird telling your husband about it.
Secretive Sasha.
Yeah. Ooh, there that's a good one.
Secretive Sasha. Been married for 11 years. Her ex from college reaches out and says, let's have lunch. She does. Doesn't tell her husband, though.
And why? It was only lunch?
Why? Says nothing inappropriate happened. Even the conversation was fine. But she just never told him because she feels some type of way about it.
Not jerky, but secretive. Shady.
Yeah.
Weird,
that's
right?
Where people lose trust on you.
And that's where, right.
For not telling everything.
You know what I'm saying?
That's when I would think you're up to no good.
It's hard for me to say, you know, not the jerk. Because I genuinely mm-hmm. don't think it's jerky. At this rate, you are just having lunch with an old friend,
mm-hmm.
somebody from your past, right? You're not married.
That you
not
played
moved
hot dogs
on.
And donuts with.
That at that point, it doesn't matter though. If
you've
that's,
been married 11 years,
if that's what we are gonna, you know, define as like being okay and not okay, we're gonna hate a lot of people in our lives. You know what I'm saying?
Some
like
more than others.
Some
true,
well,
yeah.
Some more than others. Naturally,
that's fair.
Naturally, but yes, you're gonna hate a lot of people if you define that mm-hmm. like who you played hot dogs and donuts with, who you're gonna be cool with and not cool with.
So wait a minute. So you say not the jerk or what?
Man.
Because here's the thing. My thing is the fact. What made it jerky was when you made it awkward by not telling him.
By
because
not.
If you were to tell him, let's say your husband of 11 years, you would say, "Oh, my ex from college, haha, hit me up for lunch." If he has a problem with that and you still went, you're the problem.
Then you're
now
the problem.
Because there's something weird going on there, right? But now you're risking your 11-year marriage for some guy haven't seen in how many years? Like, it's so stupid.
For a catch-up lunch? No.
So stupid.
That's why I went, okay, clearly you are just cool having lunch as a friend, but then why didn't you tell your husband before the lunch?
Right.
Hey, John invited me to go have lunch this weekend. Do you want to come?
Right.
No.
Even weirder.
No, I don't. Enjoy lunch.
Why are you going to lunch with your ex from college? Who cares?
Enjoy lunch, right? Like, bye, right?
Yeah.
If you're confident, if you're comfortable, the
you
man would never have a problem and go, okay, yeah, see you later, bye, right? But clearly she had some type of preconceived notion, whether it's I think he's going to be mad or I think something might happen, that you up and kept a secret like that. Secret of Sasha.
Julian texted in, would you be mad if your partner met up with an ex? Something that would be you would be upset about if your partner did it.
Great
question.
If
you have to question yourself, then you're the jerk. Ooh, Julian. Somebody said that's the start of a divorce. Oh, man.
Don't want to say
that. We were going there so quickly.
I don't want to say that.
Dang. Hannah in New Berlin, she texted in, and you can text in or call 414-533-1037. She said 100% jerk. It's called micro-cheating. And even though you say there are no feelings, you felt some type of way to hide it from your husband, meaning you probably meant it will hurt him. You're
the
wrong,
hell is
my
micro
girl.
Micro-cheating.
It means you're... She's
what
saying
the hell? Okay, come on now.
It's basically building up to cheating, I would assume. You know, it's like emotional cheating.
That makes sense.
You're not physically doing anything, you're not cheating, but you're having, like, for example, you're having these intimate conversations with people about your life. That's emotional cheating if you have somebody at home, right? And then you're not talking to them.
If they're not a part of your close circle of friends and you're having intimate conversations, that could be considered a little, you know, outlandish.
Mm-hmm. All right, so she went and had lunch with her ex, and she wants to know if she's the jerk. Oh, listen to this. Micro-cheating refers to small, subtle behaviors that can form that be a form of betrayal in a relationship without involving full-blown infidelity.
Okay. Learn something new every day.
Okay. It's like finding all the texts somebody's sharing before they're actually cheating yet.
You're like,
oh, that's a small, subtle behavior, but it's a form of betrayal, let's say.
That it could
lead. They haven't crossed the line, but they're already, you see?
Teetering.
Yeah.
I understand.
Interesting.
I do understand.
Oh, okay. Secretly messaging someone can be micro-cheating.
Or secretly meeting up with an ex for lunch could be micro-cheating.
Hiding interactions. Is a micro-cheating. Deleting messages. Micro-cheating. Creating secret social media accounts. Well, that's disgusting.
That's just
now
weird.
You need to run for your life. But there you go. Complaining about your partner to someone else.
Well, yeah, that's not venting? That's not venting to friends?
Oh, boy.
That's micro-cheating?
Or if you're complaining to someone that doesn't know your situation.
You know what I'm saying? That's different.
Yikes.
Okay, that's different.
All right.
I'm following.
Okay, sorry. 414-533-1037. She wants to know if she's a jerk for meeting up with an ex and not telling her husband of 11 years.
Oof.
We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Secret of Sasha wrote in to Am I the Jerk. She emailed us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Wants to know if she's the jerk for having lunch with an ex and not telling her current spouse. She's been married for 11 years, and her college boyfriend reached out, was in town, said, let's have lunch. She said, okay. But she didn't tell her husband about it, which is a little strange.
That's the weird
she said
part
she was
there.
Feeling a weird way about it.
Because I get having lunch with an old friend, whether they're an ex from your past.
Fine.
If you're comfortable in your relationship, fine. But if you're comfortable in the relationship, you're going to tell your partner.
Girl, you've been married for 11 years. What the hell?
What's wrong with you?
Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Bree in Brown Deer this morning. Hi, Bree.
Morning. Buenos días.
Hey.
Girl, what do you think? Jerk or not the jerk for having lunch with the ex?
I'm going to say jerk.
Yeah.
Just because nowadays you don't know what leads to the next thing.
Mm.
Like, oh, yeah, we're going to lunch. And then, okay, hey, do you want to come over?
Oh, saying
somebody said jerk. I'm glad I'm not your husband.
Lunch.
That was a text we got. Oh,
Bree saying lunch could have turned into dessert.
Yeah, that's
you got
fair.
11 years on him, and you're going to visit an ex okay.
What for? Why would you risk that? Why would you? What? Who cares?
Well, and what closure?
What do you need? What are you searching for? Let it go and move on.
And I'd love to keep coming back to saying, hopefully it's just an old friend. You want to catch up. Somebody you've got, you know, a good history with, right? No bad blood, no bad breakup. Just y'all just broke up and have moved
Absolutely.
On. And that's great. But like Bree's saying, you never know the next door that could lead. And without telling your partner, that's saying that door is possibly there.
Well, these are the people that ruin the sanctity of marriage because they're why are you married if you're feeling some way about a guy from 11 years ago? Why? Mm-hmm. What the hell?
Exactly. Why are you even married?
I don't understand sometimes. I'm like, what are you doing?
I do follow.
You know?
So my thing too is like, okay, 11 years ago, if he would have popped up and said, hey, like, you want to get lunch? Then what have you done?
Would you have just broken
up? Because I had an incident where my friend cheated on her before the wedding and had a escape route.
Whoa.
And she never took it. So she was with this chick for 8 years.
She had the go bag ready?
No.
And she was with this chick for 8 years, and the entire marriage, she was getting cheated on.
No.
It's awful.
Whoa.
And she had a backup plan. Let me tell you something. This is crazy. Go on. So, she was basically in love with her ex,
had a backup
but
plan.
She married somebody else, which is stupid. Yeah, it makes no sense.
And the chick, like, tried to talk her out of the marriage, but she, like, married her anyways.
Went through. Oh, my goodness. This is such a crazy. This is a movie.
It is a movie.
This is a movie. This is a whole other scenario, Bree.
Wow. That's
exactly.
Crazy.
And it's like communication is key, and a lot of people don't have that nowadays.
True.
So big 11 time. Years ago, like, how old are you? This is some high school stuff.
Yeah. Like, I feel like caring about your ex from 11 years ago is very 16 years oldish. Like, you got to emotionally move on.
No. But the two scenarios align, whether it's high school and your situation or high school
than
this situation with Sasha.
Immature.
This is emotional maturity regardless of the age, right?
Immaturity.
Exactly. And that's why like relationships nowadays just don't last like they used to back in like the 50s.
In the 1900s?
Like,
like my grandma still thinks I'm going to find this great man one day and he's going to take care of me. And I'm like, sweetie, I'm gay. I'm sorry.
Man, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, and in fairness, if I can be fair, as someone whose parents have been married for 100 years and probably shouldn't be, that just because they're married for a long time doesn't mean
that
they didn't
healthy.
Go through things that, I don't think there was infidelity in my parents' marriage. I don't think there was, but you know what I'm saying? You don't know. We don't know. And we're never going
No, you
know.
Never know.
My parents could have gone through anything and I could never know. And that could be any marriage. Just because they're together, it doesn't mean they didn't have their problems. It's just a matter of, you know.
What you're willing to work through.
What's the
deal breaker, what's not. And going out with an ex and then not telling me about
it
might be a deal breaker for some people, bro. Yes.
That's divorce papers right there. That's just sketchy.
Yikes. All right, Bree. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
You too. Appreciate you. Bye.
Somebody said cheating Chelsea's a jerk. We already called her secretive Sasha.
Keep that name for a different one.
She's micro-cheating, you guys. She's not fully cheating. Remember, we just talked about micro-cheating. Small, subtle behaviors that can be a form of betrayal.
She's not fully
cheating yet. She's starting to cheat, okay?
It's the building blocks of cheating, if you will, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go to a guy, Rich in Greenfield, see what he thinks. Hi, Rich.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
What up, dog?
Well, good morning, Rich. She wants to know if she's the jerk for going to lunch with an ex. She's been married for 11 years, but she didn't tell her husband.
It's platonic, though. It's platonic, apparently. Apparently.
Okay.
He is absolutely the jerk. I don't care how platonic it is. Listen, she knew exactly what she was doing when she accepted it, and she knew exactly what she was doing when she went and did not tell her husband.
Playing with fire.
We all know. Exactly. We all know how the story would change if he went out and met with some of his
girl and didn't tell
and
her.
Did not tell him. How to tell her about it.
No,
it would be a different story.
It would be a different story.
And you know what? I'm with you. That's why I agree. Man or woman, it's messed up,
it is
man.
Messed up,
jerkity
regardless.
Jerk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the thing is, she knew exactly what she was doing from the beginning, and that's how she's feeling some type of guilty
way.
Well,
and
she didn't tell him from jump.
It's so weird.
It's not like she was like, oh, I'm getting lunch with a friend, didn't say who the friend was. She omitted every detail about who she was doing anything with. She, from inception, was holding some information from her dude.
She's like, but I even told him about my husband. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. We talked about my husband.
Right. Why did you talk about your husband to him, but not tell your husband
about
him?
Yep.
That makes no sense.
Dog, repeat that one more time for the people in back.
Why did you tell the guy about your husband but not tell your husband about the guy? Like, that makes no sense.
Thank you. That was good.
You know, there's also some people like to take advantage and manipulate a situation when you tell them, you know, some...
You're having a problem in your relationship? Things. Well, we don't know if she...
They like to exploit those things.
Right, but
and then you don't know.
And then, yes.
And look like they're better than them.
But let's not make him a bad guy. Let's not make him a homewrecker without knowing anything.
I'm just saying,
he's saying the door was open. This is what I feel like you're saying, Rich. You're saying if this guy had, the ex-boyfriend had come in, the door might have been open. Which is kind of crazy to think.
And why is the ex reaching out? I'm sorry, but there should be some type of respect to understand that you don't necessarily ask your ex out to lunch when you know she's married.
But
personally, I don't think that's right even on his end.
As much as he shouldn't have done that, she could have said, hey, let me check in with my husband, see what he thinks out of respect for our marriage.
See, but then that feels like a misogynistic control of like, you don't got to ask.
I don't got to tell you where I'm going.
But it's communication. I get that you're rich. You're saying it's communication. You're not saying that you're asking for permission. You're just saying, oh, yeah, lunch sounds fun. Let me see if our schedules align with what my husband and I got going on. I follow what you're saying, Paul.
It's not permission.
It's just not permission.
You know?
It's just communication.
Obviously, it's not permission because she obviously went.
Yeah. True. True.
She knew what she wants to do.
Listen to this text. She is going to do, and that's what somebody said. They said, shady, once trust is gone, you cannot rebuild it. Well, that depends. They said she clearly wants attention. She should go to therapy to figure out her issues. She will ruin her marriage.
That's a good text.
It's a no for me. They're right. She's going to ruin her marriage. Yeah.
Attention.
Absolutely.
This little step can lead to other steps, whether she thinks of it or not.
Mm-hmm. They're micro steps, as we found out. They're micro steps.
You know, but yeah, you know, in the end, whether it's platonic or not, whether nobody sees it or not, it's a perception, and perception is reality.
Somebody said,
not good for relationship. Call Karp Law Firm. they can help you with your divorce. That's right. Karp and Karp.
You guys have a good day.
Peace, love, bro. You too.
Not an ad, but it should be. Let me tell you. All right. Last but not least, let her out of the gate. She's going to go off. She's going to go off. Saucy Sandra.
Girl.
Hey there, hey, my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Saucy's naturally saying not the jerk,
secretive,
right?
Listen.
Yeah, right.
I do not like to judge in real life, but you wrote in and you're asking me to judge.
Ooh.
And you writing in and asking me to judge
up.
You, I'm going to tell you what. Bring out the vacuum because you suck.
You are totally the jerk. The double entendre. Bring out the vacuum. You suck.
Let's look at this.
There's a reason why you kept your mouth shut, and that's what you need to ask yourself. Mm-hmm. Why did you keep your mouth shut about it? She went to lunch with an ex,
and she's been married for 11 years and didn't tell her husband. Now she wants to know if she's a jerk for not telling her husband.
Now, if there's something going on to where you were afraid to tell him because you knew it would hurt him, you're still the damn jerk.
Still the jerk.
If you're afraid to tell him because you are afraid of repercussions and consequences,
well, then that's just a red flag.
You are the jerk. This is total betrayal.
You're a jerk no matter what Saucy says, dog.
100%. This is total betrayal.
Okay.
And yes, I would divorce your butt. Deuces.
Dang.
Boom.
The dagger.
I'm standing on that and I'm clocking that teeth. That is gross.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Disgusting. How dare you? That is total betrayal.
DC's making the hand gesture.
I'm doing the clacking with my tongue out. Clack it.
Clack it.
All right, Saucy, we love you. We'll talk to you later.
Much love, guys.
Peace.
Bye.
All right, so she's a jerk for having lunch with her ex and not telling her current husband.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.